Hello, everyone. We are getting started. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show. Thank you so much for being here. Please let me know if you can hear me okay. I think you should be able to. You can just write in the chat. So today I'm so excited because we have Leon Zanamiari here with us. And I'm excited about this conversation because it is so relevant and so interesting and it's so far reaching. And I find it's relevant to everybody, right? So Leon is here to talk about change your name, change your life. And so for those of you who don't know Leon, I'll just tell you a little bit about him and then we'll get right into the content because there's so much to talk about. So Leon G. Paley Zanamiari. So, you know, be aware that the name, his full name is Leon G. Paley Zanamiari. So, you know, I just call him Leon, but there's more to his name than just his first name. And he is a 21st century philosopher, professional name analyst, and author of Name Reality. And Name Reality is a result of Leon's relentless quest in search of answers to life itself. And there's nothing more important or fascinating to each individual than his or her own personal life. And there's not one human being who would not master his own individual life if he could. And so from an early age, Leon questioned our very existence. A sequence of events prompted Leon to discover his past, which led him to his first spiritual mentor, who took him way beyond past lives and the physical frequencies of this planet. And soon after, his second mentor also, at oracle level, advanced his learning of energy and vibration linked to healing. And Leon's third mentor, a homeopathic intuitive doctor, completed the circle of knowledge. And in 2010, Leon diverged down a scientific path linking energy and vibration to one's names that changed his life forever. And this documented system was originally used in ancient times by enlightened families to name their children for a prosperous, happy, and healthy life. And today, when you see for yourself how accurate the system is, and you will see how accurate it is, I was shocked myself, you'll understand why it has been kept under wraps. But now it's available to all of us. And so I'm excited about that because so much is possible, right? And I wonder, you know, what could change in your life if you were to look at changing your name? So we're going to get talking to Leon in just a moment, but I just wanted to really get you guys to really just think about this for a second. Think about your name. Think about how has your life been, you know, for the past, let's say, 10, 15, 20 years. And, you know, what ups and downs did you have in your life? And, you know, does that have to do with your name? Maybe, right? Maybe not. There's so many things involved. So we're going to talk to Leon about all of that and so much more. So, Leon, welcome to the show.
Laura, thank you for inviting me. Wonderful to be here. A pleasure.
And I have to say, this whole topic of change your name, change your reality is so fascinating for me. And having had discussions with you, you really know your stuff. And I was like, I have to say, when you did my name analysis, I was shocked by how accurate you were. And it's like, oh my goodness. You know, as some of you know, I changed my name from Shefali Burns to Laura Canfield. And I went through the Caballerians to do that at someone's suggestion. But I didn't change it legally because I just wanted to see how it felt. And, you know, would it make a difference if I just did the name without changing it? And, you know, because I remember when I had talked to my friend who had suggested it, he said, well, you didn't have to change it legally. You just had to start using it. I said, okay, well, I'll start using it. And, you know, now I did this work with Leon, and I'm so glad I didn't make it official because it turns out the name is not really any better than my original name, you know, Shefali Kumar, or my married name, Shefali Burns. So it wouldn't have helped me at all, actually. So it was quite interesting when I did the work with Leon and we had our consultation and our conversation. I was shocked by some of the, because Leon and I, you know, we don't know each other that well, right? So he doesn't know about my history and my past and all the different things that have happened in my life or that I've experienced. But
as soon as you gave me all of your names, including mother's maiden name and date of birth, I knew everything about you.
I know. And it was like, oh my God, how did you, like, wow. That was, I was like blown away because there are some things that nobody knows, right? So it's like, I was just blown away. And it's like, oh my goodness. So I was like, hats off to you, Leon. It was so impressive, and it's scientific, and it's like, it's so accurate. And I was like, my goodness, I wish I would have known about you sooner.
It's never too late.
Of, you know, yeah, right. It's like, it's like now, of course, I am looking into changing my name. I'm looking into new names based on what Leon has shared with me. And we're going to be having further discussions about that. But it's like, it's so fascinating. So, you know, and I asked you yourself, did you change your name? And you're like, yes, I did. You know, and it's like, it was just so interesting to hear your stories too of how your life had changed after you changed your name.
Oh, completely. It was part of my destiny. It was something that had to happen, I guess, in part because ever since I was a little kid, I never really felt comfortable with my middle and surname. And when I was like 13, 14 years old, going out dating girls and stuff, they'd say, so what's your name? I'd say, Paul. And then they'd say, well, what's your other name? And I was embarrassed, and I would actually make something up because the names I had, they just didn't resonate with me at all, and they were not easy to pronounce, not easy to spell. Nobody could pronounce it correctly, or you'd have to give people the spelling three times for them to get it right. Not that I've really changed much from that now with Zonamiari. That's quite a mouthful. But I didn't resonate with my names. There are some people out there who probably feel the same way. And I went through a massive spiritual growth 30-odd years ago and just kept rolling and growing and growing. I got myself very grounded, feeling very good about myself. And you know, but my personal life is still this roller coaster ride. And actually, it was my daughter who came to me about 10 years ago and she said, look, there's a guy in England. He's got some name analysis system, and he's actually done some name changes for some famous people whose lives have turned around and taken off. Why don't you take a look at it? So I did. I connected with this guy. He analyzed my names, and of course, I was blown away, totally, straight away. There were things that he picked up. It's like, well, how can this guy know that I went through this financial crash exactly to this year? You know, but that's the sort of stuff that comes up. Health, love, general well-being, all sorts of areas of mental health, physical health. It's pretty amazing. So I connected with this guy, and I started to learn the system through him. And I then discovered the 1929 book, which is where he got all of the original information from. I studied that, and then I thought, well, this book is very outdated, and reprints are available still. But I thought this needs to be updated and shared with the world. So I set about spending 3 years doing nothing but study, trying to find holes in the system. Couldn't find any holes. So I thought, great, let's get the book out. So I launched the book several years ago, and I haven't looked back. My life, personally, it's quite amazing how about 2 or 3 years ago, I was talking with a client, and the numbers for the personalities, which perhaps doesn't make sense to people listening right now, but there are 64 personalities that separate the human race. So there's two personality pages of information for each of your names. And this particular person had numbers 50 with 49, which is exactly the same as what I have with Zonamiari. And I said, well, you've got some great personalities there, you know, so let's just read through them. And as I was reading through it with this person, I thought, my God, this is exactly who I have become. I've turned around to become that particular personality in the last couple of years. It's just grown and grown and grown. And it keeps on growing. And the secret is to use this particular system, because numerology, great system, provides lots of information, good useful information, but you really can't use it for designing, creating, or changing names. The system's not geared up for that. So if you do, you can be rolling the dice. I've had lots of people who've come to me who've been down that path, and we've made a little tweak, a little adjustment, and then they got back on track and things turned around again. So yes, I've personally been through this, and I now have years of clients and client testimonials, which you kindly posted quite a few on the page. Mm-hmm. They pretty much speak for themselves. This is not a hokey pokey theory. It's real. It's mm-hmm. real.
Yeah. But, you know, when people talk about changing their name, it's usually, you know, when they get married, or it's the celebrities that change their name. It's not every day, you know, people like me and you, you know, like my family and friends were like, why are you changing your name? I don't understand. Like, why would you do such a thing, right?
Sure. I mean, with these celebrities, I mean, obviously, there's a long list of them. And you have to think to yourself, well, if this person had have kept with their previous name, would they be where they are today? If you look towards the older crowd, there's a guy from England, a pruner, called Engelbert Humperdinck. Mm-hmm. He's probably in his late 70s now, but he's still actually touring. He's still touring in the USA. Yeah, yeah. He was actually born Arnold Dorsey, and he had a manager. He even had a record label, but he was not making any progress. He was not getting anywhere. He was just singing, you know, the bars and the clubs and launch a record here, a record there, but nothing took off. Anyway, he thought, well, there's a famous Austrian composer, the one that wrote Hansel and Gretel, I think it was. He was actually called Engelbert Humperdinck. And he thought, well, if this guy was in the music business and that name, Engelbert Humperdinck, was successful for him, he just thought, I'm going to change my name to Engelbert Humperdinck. He did. He did. And within 6 months, he got on national TV and he had his first number one selling single. And he's never, ever looked back.
Wow.
Now, you can say, well, how about that guy Elton John? If he was still Reginald Kenneth Dwight, would he maybe have gotten that break? Well, for sure. He had all the talents before, but sometimes just doing that little tweak on a name change can just bring in this little spurt that gives you this little rush of energy that clears the pathway in front of you. And there's a guy called Cliff Richard, who's another English singer. He was Harry Roger Webb. Freddie Mercury, in the actual movie they just had out recently, he openly says, oh, yes, I'm changing my name. And he had a bit of an upset with his parents because he was Farrokh Bulsara, and he changed his name legally to Freddie Mercury. Well, of course, we all know the success of Freddie Mercury mm-hmm. and the Queen. Sting, Gordon Matthew Thomas Sumner, Bono, Paul David Hewson, Michael Caine, the actor, Morris Whipplewhite. I mean,
you can go on and on and on.
one where we do know for sure, in England, this is going back to my predecessor, he actually had a girl came to him. This was about 2006, so about 13 years ago. She was a model with a top model agency in London. Her name was Laura Hollins, and she just was not getting the bookings. Cute girl, but just wasn't getting any work. So she decided to go to Lawrence Paig, and they changed her name from Laura Hollins to Agnes Dean. And within the year, it completely turned around within a year, where with the same model agency, same haircut, same makeup, same look, just changing her name, she became Model of the Year in 2007. She was voted Model of the Year in 2007. She became the face of Armani, the face of Burberry, and she was getting $10,000 a day for photo shoots within the space of 12 months just by changing her name.
Unbelievable. Yes. I mean, really, it's unbelievable. It's like, wow, I'm not sure. It just sounds so unreal, you know, like fantastic. You know, can I ask you a question first before we go further, Leon?
Yeah, sure.
Are you walking around by chance?
No, but I'm in a swivel chair. Can you hear a chair moving?
Well, your voice goes in and out. That's why I was wondering. Somebody was asking about that, if you were walking.
Okay. Sorry. Let me get the microphone just a little bit closer to my mouth. But
awesome.
No, it could just be a little bit of internet signal breaking
That's
up.
Better. No, that's much better.
Oh,
thank
good.
You. Yeah, thank you.
Something which you touched on earlier, which was about women taking their husbands' names.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that people really need to know some of the facts. If you go to England, America, Canada, Australia, Europe, generally speaking, most women automatically or are expected to take the name of their husband upon marriage. And the divorce rate in those countries around the world, give or take, it's roughly about 50%. Okay? Now, if you go to Central America, South America, China, where it's not within their culture, their environment, their family upbringing to change their names upon marriage. In fact, if you go to those countries and you say, oh, congratulations, you're getting married. What's your new name going to be? They look at you kind of strange and go, what? Change my name? What are you talking about? Why would I want to do that? Completely the opposite of the Western world. Anyway, if you check for the divorce rate in Central America, South America, and China, where women do not change their names upon marriage, divorce rate, it's not 50%. It's not 40%. It's not 30%. It's 5%. 5%.
Wow.
Now, sure, you can say, oh, well, you know, culture, religion, you know, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, sure, I'm not disagreeing, but the gap between 50% divorce rate and 5%, it is huge, it's massive. So you have to pay attention there. And with this name system, it shows you exactly how everything works. And if you decide to take your husband's name, technically you're not giving up your original birth names, because you don't have a document saying, oh, I'm giving up this name and I'm changing it from Smith to Jones. No, you have a marriage certificate and it allows you to add a new name onto the existing names you already have, which are your first name, your middle name if you have one, or two middle names in case of some people, your surname you get from your father. We include the maiden surname of your mother, because in most countries around the world it is documented on the birth certificate, and you come from the energy of two people, your mother and your father. So you've got chromosomes, DNA, all sorts of stuff going on from both of your parents. So we include the mother's maiden name, which they do in Latin countries anyway. They have two last names. And we include your birthday. You put that all together. And if you then add another name into the mix and it doesn't balance with the other names you already have, it's going to cause a little shift in your personality. You might start becoming a little bit more snappy, a little bit more short-tempered, a little bit more impulsive, a little bit more arrogant or sarcastic. There's so many factors that come in with this system. Now, if you don't check out the names, you are rolling the dice. And how many times have you heard of couples happy living together for several years? They get married, tie the knot, she takes his name, and within 6 to 12 months they're breaking up. It happens a lot. And 9 times out of 10 you can see from this name system how the name that the woman took maybe gave her a helping hand. It was good. Maybe it was in between, in the middle. Nah, no problem, nothing, you know, helping you, nothing working against you. And then there's some where, this one doesn't balance. It's going to send you off balance. It's going to send you out of tune. You're not going to be resonating so good. And this system shows you exactly how, where, why, and what. So that's just another factor when it comes to names and considering changing names or taking names.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful stuff, powerful stuff.
So should everybody consider a name change, or just, you know, or just people that are getting married?
Oh, no. Well, if you're getting married, if your life's going pretty good the way it is now, you should think twice before you blindly take a husband's name, because it might
mm-hmm.
work against you. But, no, what this show is all about and this conversation is all about, it's not saying no. It's not that everybody has to change their name. Far from it. Far from it. If your life is not going the way you'd hoped and planned, and things are not really resonating well for you, and if you have a name analysis, and if you can say, hey, I can now see how these names and this and that was causing an influence, then, yeah, maybe you should consider making a name change. The general numbers that I've had through the experience over the years, if you break the percentage of population down, you've got about 10% whose names are just, wow, great, really nicely balanced, and some wonderful letters there, bringing good things into their life. Really good. Do not even think about changing names. Don't need it at all. 10%. You then got about 40% whose names are pretty good, but there'll be a few ups and downs, twists and turns, and little stuff going on. If you had the information that's available from this name system, you can actually use it to your advantage. You can actually take advantage of your strengths. You can cover over or reduce where you know you have little weak areas. And with the second part of this system, which produces a life chart, you can see which years you need to maybe hold back a little bit or push a bit harder. It's kind of like a long-range weather forecast. If you know there's a good chance of thunderstorms next week, what do? Stay at home, hibernate? No, of course not. Got to go out. If you're smart, you'll take an umbrella. And if, only if it does rain, you pop up that umbrella, and you don't get wet because you were prepared. Just the same way as if you know the sun's going to shine, get your sunglasses out and beach towel and head off to the coast for the weekend. You can plan. You can make future plans. It's a long-range weather forecast. So then you've got the next 40% whose names, really, they're not good. You know, they are not good. But again, if you've got the information, it then becomes your choice. Do you want to do maybe just a little modification? Sometimes just taking out a middle name you don't really even use and substituting with something that does balance and is more powerful can make a huge difference. How you spell a name. I mean, you can take the name Amy, A-M-I, A-M-I-E, A-M-I-E-E, A-M-Y, A-M-E-Y. They all sound exactly the same, but they have a completely different personality, and they will change the events that happen throughout your life, just through the spelling. Then there's 10%, oh dear, it's what I call a bit of a train wreck, where you're just on and off the tracks constantly. It's just a constant battle where your names are just really working against you. They're not doing you any favors at all. They're restricting your progress. They can also bring in some influences for physical health, mental health. Not good. That's when I do occasionally say to a client, because I never put this upon anybody, I'll occasionally say, I'll be quite honest, you really will benefit greatly from a name change. You really should give it some serious consideration. And like I said, some people, they're really attached to their first name or their last name. It's not about having to wipe the slate clean and go with a list that I give you. And you go, oh, Mary Jo Smith. Well, I guess it's okay. Leon says it's really good. Well, I guess I'll do it. No. This is about you. And so when I work with clients on a name change, very time-consuming. It's about you and names that you like and you resonate with. So it's going through a process of elimination until we come up with a combination that works right for you. Like I said, everybody's different. Some people want to keep a first name or they don't. Some people want to keep a last name or they don't. Very often we just play around with middle names, and that can make a huge, huge difference. So to recap, 10%, their names are fantastic. 40%, their names are good, but there's, you know, some little ups and downs and stuff which you could take care of by just having a name analysis, because it gives you a lifetime chart. You then got 40% who should really consider doing a little change, a modification. And then you've got the final 10% who, uh-oh, you really need it. You really do need it. So, yeah.
Yeah, mine's definitely in the final 10%.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to say it out loud live on the show, but
I have no problem.
You saw a lot of stuff there, and
yeah,
and actually, it still amazes me to this day how I can talk with complete strangers, and I have to push the limit a little bit sometimes. I don't like to get rude or offensive or in people's personal lives, but I need to speak the truth and say, well, look, I can see this and that and something else coming from your names. And sometimes I have to, you know, step outside a little bit, and every time it's like, you know what, you're exactly right. And it was going on in that 2 or 3 year period, and I'm like, phew, thank goodness for that, because it's good when you get that little bit of feedback that you nailed it again, because not everybody likes to hear not so good news, you know. So when you're touching on a sensitive subject but you've got it right, it's very rewarding, and for you as well, because you said, as you said, well, wow, so all that turbulence that I was going through for that, you know, 3, 4, 5 year period there, it wasn't necessarily anything that I was doing wrong. It was just this vibration was coming from my names. And I said, yes. And now you can see it, because you've got all the reports, all the information right there in front of you. Yeah.
And, you know, you had said to me, you know, that if we were to move forward, you know, I would, you know, pick some names. And I remember I reacted, you know, it's like, I don't know. I don't know what name I want. You know, it's like, I don't know. You know, I mental block automatically, right? Because I didn't want to do the wrong thing, make the wrong mistake. But then after that, after our conversation, I started looking and thinking, and then I have a whole list of potential names that I'm going to run by. So it turned out to be easier than I thought.
And actually, with the information I send you when we get into a name change, it helps, because there's a whole list of names that I've already made all the calculations, so you can just scan through these pages and go, oh, that's an unusual name, but I kind of like that. So just underline it or make a note of it. You can go through a phone book. You can go through websites for baby names and browse and browse. And trust me, something will leap out of the page. Your higher self, your intuition will be saying, ah, maybe that's the one for me. So we start off with a bit of a list, and then we narrow it down and narrow it down and narrow it down, and eventually we fill in with the middle names and stuff. And at some point, you will be saying, you know what, I feel really good about this one. I'm going to send it to Leon now, because I think this might be the one. And you send it to me, and I check through all the calculations, and I go, you know what, this one is really, really good. I would be quite happy to sign off on this one. And that's where you say, you know what, let's do it, because I feel so good about this one. And that's how it happens. You actually get to that point where it actually feels good. Even before you've actually legally changed them, it just feels right. And from there, once you go through the documentation and you legally change the name, the energy just starts to run and flow like crazy. And sometimes, you know, people are feeling these incredible shifts within days or within weeks, but it continues. It continues, you know, through to the second, third, fourth, fifth, even sometimes for 6 or 7 years, you're still getting these little resonances coming in and actually getting cemented into your life path. Incredible.
Yeah, it's. I was so surprised, and so, you know, it's going to be a lot more fun than I thought originally to pick a new name, and you know, and then of course my family and friends and everybody in the community is like, what? She's changing her name again.
Well, Think of, once again, women that get married, the number of people who have gotten married 3, 4, even 5 times. Oh, and if you get married and if you don't revert back to your maiden name and you then go and get married again, you haven't deleted the energy of that first husband's name. It carries with you. So you then have your maiden name resonating with the first husband's name, with the second husband's name. I've had clients who've been married 3 or 4 times, and they've just hopped from one name to the next, never reverting back to their maiden name. And they've got this whole mishmash of all these different names, all creating this little resonance, which is not balanced. It's not balanced. And it creates a ripple effect on the way you feel, the way you live your life. Yeah.
No. So it's not just about changing your name. It's also about canceling older names that you're no longer using, or that no longer are in your best interest.
Very much so. And when you do a legal documented name change, for example, in England, Singapore, or Australia, the name change document called a deed poll, or change of name deed, it's very specific. It has words like, I hereby give up, abandon, relinquish all of my former names, and from this day forth, I shall now be called Mary Jo Smith. That legal document, well, of course, everything that happens on planet Earth is documented in the Akashic records back home, the halls of records. And when you have legal documents, they automatically get documented in the Akashic records. And once it's been actually done, consummated, it becomes carved in stone in the Akashic records. So with the name change documentation in England, Singapore, Australia, it does cancel out all the old names, all of them, mother's maiden name, everything. And from that day, you use the new names that you designate for yourself. Unfortunately, if you do a legal name change in other parts of the world, they don't have this documentation. It just says, I allow John Smith to legally change his name to Michael Brown. Well, it takes away the John and the Smith, because it's stating the documentation, replace John Smith with Michael Brown. But it's not saying anything about his middle names or his mother's maiden name. And if you don't remove them by documentation, they stay in place. When we get to looking at some of the famous names, there's one there for Miley Cyrus. Well, she legally changed her names. You'll see from that she kept the energy of a mother's maiden name, which in her case was actually working quite good for her. It wasn't working against her. But once again, you're rolling the dice. You're rolling the dice. So that's what the whole name system's all about. It shows you everything that's going on.
And so, you know, this system, like we talked about before, it has nothing, or it doesn't have a lot to do with numerology, but it has a lot to do with energy and vibration and frequency, but not just of the letters, but also about the spacing of the letters too, right? So it's not just about, I have a certain letter which is good, but it depends where it is in the name too, right?
Exactly. This system is not numerology. There are several variations of numerology out there, the most popular being the Western and the older Kabbalah. There are several systems out there. They all have something good to offer. I even have testimonials that you posted from people who are astrologers and numerologists, and they're like blown away by this name system because it goes so much deeper. It covers areas that these systems do not even touch. But we do use numbers for calculations. So that's when someone starts to see this system. They go, oh, is this numerology? Well, no, it's not. But we do use numbers for calculations. That's really the only tie-in. But, you talk about letters and placements. I haven't really told people how the system works. It is actually on the page that you posted up. But basically, from birth, you're given documented names. They create a blueprint, an energy blueprint, and it shapes and defines your character, your personality, your virtues, vices, and areas of both mental and physical health for better or for worse. Now, more amazing, the second part of this system, it reveals how letters from each of your names rotate at predetermined years, influencing events and the way you live your life. Sounds incredible, but it's true. And when we look at some of the little pages that you've put up for the famous names, you'll get to see a little bit how the system works and how these charts work and how these different letters of the alphabet, they all have different meanings. But again, it's about the combination of the letters that are in force on any one given year of your life. And with this particular system, for clients, I always produce a 99-year event chart from birth right through to age 99. So if you come to me for a name analysis, it's not like coming to me for a reading. You don't come back again, not for another reading. You get a lifetime reading. You come back to me if maybe you're considering taking a husband's name or considering changing your name, or you're having babies and you want to get them off to a great start. So you come to me and we talk about coming up with first names and middle names that resonate well with the family names. It's a system which is in two parts. And as I said earlier, there are 64 personalities that separate the human race. 64 is a very powerful number. You've probably seen it before with the I Ching, and there are aspects of the I Ching within this name system. There's 64 codons that make up human DNA. There's 64 squares on a chessboard. There's 64 fundamental principles of the universe. It's a very powerful number. So there's 64 personalities. Each of your names is two of those personalities. So we do the calculations with the numbers to come up which of those are the two for each of your names. So if you have a first name, middle name, last name, mother's maiden name, and of course birthday, then you are the combination of nine different personalities. If you have another middle name, or if you get married, then you add another two personalities into the mix. You don't have to be a mathematician to quickly calculate the 64 personalities and with these multiple names. The odds of somebody else having the same combination of names, numbers, personalities as you, the odds are 1 in 200 billion. So this name system is as accurate as looking at your fingerprints or your DNA. It is that accurate. Mm-hmm. I'm frequently talking about how it's all about the balance. Picture, if you will, a grand piano. Think of taking one finger. Press any one key anywhere on a piano with one finger. It sounds pretty good. Sure, some keys will sound a little bit sweeter than others, but one finger always sounds good. It's when you take two or three fingers, or especially two hands, and you have to press several keys at the same time, that's when, if you get one finger out of place, it'll sound good, but you're slightly off tune. If you get four or five fingers in the wrong place, you can start to make a horrible noise. Well, your names apply a similar action. It's all about part one, personalities, balance. It's the balance of your personalities that will actually reveal to you how well is your piano tuned. Is your piano nicely tuned? Then part two is the events chart, which is exactly the same as sheet music. Only the events chart shows the tune, the song that you're going to play every year of your life. So, it goes way down areas that other systems don't even touch on. So it is very, very powerful stuff. That's how it basically works.
Yeah, I found that the events chart to be so fascinating, you know, and so accurate. It's like, wow, because I know what my personality is, right? I already know what that is. But the good, bad, the ugly, the events, it's like, oh, wow, you know,
exactly. With the personalities, I say to people, it's obviously your choice, but you might want to maybe consider sharing some of the personality pages with a close friend, because there can be aspects about yourself you don't really quite recognize, because you've been wearing the same pair of shoes, wearing that same outfit all of your life. And even if the color or the fit is not quite perfect, you've kind of gotten used to it. You know, so certainly with the personalities, sometimes if you've gone through and thought, well, I'm not sure about some of this stuff. You know, you think, well, maybe I am a little bit like this, but ask a friend, ask a good friend. With the events chart, as you said, yeah, it is a difficult part of the system to really comprehend until you get your head around the letters and the meanings and the combinations. But when you get the events chart, it's like, wow, boy, oh boy. It's just amazing how you go back through your life, and you can go through the entire chart year by year, and you can actually pin everything. I actually was puzzled with my chart at one point when I first got it from the guy Lawrence Pagan in England, who unfortunately passed away a few years ago, so I'm now the one that's holding the flag, as they say. But I was looking at my chart, and I thought, when I was like 8, 9 years old, it showed loss from the letter U. And I was thinking, well, I don't know what loss was really going on. And it took me a while. Six months later, all of a sudden, bang, it jumped into my head. Oh, yes, that is when my family moved to a completely different part of the country. So I had to start all over at a new school that I didn't like. I didn't like the teachers. I didn't like any of the pupils. I had no friends there. I went from being a grade A student to bottom of the class because I was just not interested at all. There was my loss. I went through loss. It wasn't apparent like I went through a bankruptcy. I had to think about it for quite some time. But you can go through these charts, and you can actually nail it for every single year of your life. Quite amazing. And like I keep saying, it still blows me away after all these years of working with this system. I'm still, you know, shocked myself when I have to say something to a client which is a little bit edgy, and they go, hey, you know what? You're right. You're right. So, yeah.
So does pronunciation make a difference, or is that relevant in a person's name? Because I was looking at names, and like in yeah. India, for example, they don't have the letter W. They have the V. They don't have a W, mm-hmm. you know. So it's like, and it's just the pronunciation is obviously slightly different in Indian names than sure. in American names, right?
Good question. Plus there's also accents, you know, like in France and Spain and South America, they have accents with lots of the alphabets and languages. Mm-hmm. The actual sound, the pronunciation, to answer your question, no. It's all about the actual letters, and we do mm-hmm. not include any accents. The accents are there to tell you how to pronounce the letter. So it's all about the actual letter itself and the pronunciation, no. With some of the numerology systems, they do work that way because numerology it is more about the actual sound, the actual vibration from the actual sound, whereas this system is totally different and totally unique to anything else out there. This is based on documentation. Letters of the alphabet that we have today, they come from ancient symbols. And these ancient symbols, they give out a vibration. That vibration reflects upon the human body. And when you document your names and then activate it by using those names, that the vibration from the combination of those ancient symbols are resonating, reflecting upon the human body, your body, for better or for worse. Not that I really want to go off tangent and get into symbolism, because that's a whole subject on its own. But let me just give you a couple of examples. Why do you think people line up for overpriced coffee at Starbucks? Why is it so popular? Okay, I'll tell you. The guys who set the business up, okay, they put together a really good game plan. I'm not taking it away from them at all. Full marks. Excellent job. But look at their logo. Mm-hmm. That logo is a mermaid siren. Okay, now, historically, I think there were three sisters who were called the mermaid sirens, and they were beautiful, drop-dead gorgeous. And their unscrupulous family, fathers, brothers, and so forth, would actually use them. They would actually place them on the roadside or on the side of a canal, the side of a waterway. And as passing travelers would come by, men could not resist the beauty of the mermaid siren. They just had to come over and try and strike up some conversation or just get a closer look. And when they did, the family would jump out from the bushes, cosh them over the head, steal everything they had. And that's the historical story of the mermaid sirens. Well, think of the mermaid siren. It's on the storefront, it's on the cups, the napkins, it's everywhere. It's sending out a subliminal message. Hey, I'm really cool, I'm really interesting, I'm beautiful. Come and take a look. It lures people in. And this even applies to women, because historically, women actually admired the mermaid sirens because of the power they had over men. So the mermaid siren lures passing traffic. The Swoosh logo with Nike, it's actually it represents the wing of the ancient god Nike, who was well known for speed and agility. So when you look at the Nike logo, sure, you recognize it's just being a logo, just look like looking at McDonald's or whatever. But it's not just for brand image. The logo represents speed and agility. So when you are thinking of walking into a Nike store or buying some sneakers or some shorts or a shirt, there's a subliminal message out there. Hey, do you want to be fast, quick, athletic? Sends out the message. And symbols, yeah, deep subject. But yes, the letters of the alphabet are symbols, ancient symbols, which reflect and resonate upon the human body when you document them.
Awesome. Thank you. And so, you know, each of the letters, you know, usually corresponds to some sort of personality trait, you know, as well, right? And so,
yeah.
Go ahead.
When we're on the pages for the famous names, there is a short version of the A to Z and the meaning of the letters A through Z. So obviously in your own time, you can browse through that and you go, oh, I've got some G's. G is very positive. P is positive. But U, not so good. W, ooh, not so good. And there's good letters and there's bad letters, but it's all about the balance of all the letters. You can have some negative letters in your chart this year, but if you've got positive letters there as well, they will override lots of the negatives. You know, it's all about the balance. So just because you say, oh, I've got this negative letter in my name, is that bad? Well, it might be, but if you understand the whole system and the placement of the letters and the combination, you can say, oh, well, when it comes in my chart when I'm 23 years old, it's not good. However, when it comes in my chart again when I'm in my 40s, it's not bad at all. It's all about the combination.
Exactly. Thank you.
One thing I forgot to mention, I haven't really talked about the history on this system, which I think is important because it impressed me many, many years ago. Like I said, this is not a hokey-pokey theory. I haven't invented it. Trust me, I'm not that smart. It has been kicking around for thousands of years. We can go back about 10,000 years. There was an ancient hieratic papyrus that was discovered in Egypt about 150 years ago. It's now stored in the Louvre Library in Paris. It's been translated by a guy called W. Martian Adams in 1898. And it's known as the Book of the Master of the Secret House. And it has this full name system that is actually documented from 10,000 years ago. Go a bit closer to modern times, 3,000 years ago, it's in the Chinese Way of Life. The entire system is fully documented, and that is from 3,000 years ago. Much more complicated versions can also be found in the Indian Vedas and in the Hebrew Kabbalists. So, like I said, this has got some powerful history. This system's been kicking around for thousands of years, but it has been kept a big secret because it's so accurate, it's so powerful. There's people out there that don't want the public to know about all this. You know, I'm not going to get into a controversial conspiracy conversation, but there are powers out there that don't want the general public, you know, to fully succeed and come into fruition, because at the end of the day, hey, we want a population who's just smart enough to operate the machinery, do the paperwork, pay the taxes, and not ask questions.
Right.
So this is no more on conspiracy.
I don't think it's that category.
Yeah. Yeah. Then finally, the two sisters, Elvrita and Violeta Park Boyle from Chicago, they spent their entire lives studying all the different name systems out there. And right about the turn of the century, in the early 1900s, they came across this particular system, and they devoted the rest of their lives to using this system. And it's thanks to them, because this was, you know, in ancient hieroglyphics and, you know, all sorts of ancient languages, they actually updated it so that it fits in with the Roman alphabet and the English language. And they produced their book in 1929. And I haven't changed the system. I'm using the exact same system that the sisters actually translated most 100 years ago. All I have done in my study, I did actually find there was like a mathematical code there, almost like it was left for me. So I cracked a little mathematical code that's allowed me to take the system up a little notch, one step up the ladder. But the system, nope, I didn't invent it. Mm-hmm. I've just updated it, brought it into more modern language. Also, my first mentor was able to translate some Chinese proverbs that were still there in the 1929 book, actually as proverbs. And so she cracked all those for me, which also allowed me to add more information into the system. But yeah, this thing is steeped with history, good, solid history. It's been around for thousands of years, so no, it ain't a hokey pokey theory. And if you, once again, if you look through the reviews, the testimonials that you kind of put on the page, there's a lot. There's some which are for name analysis. There are some which are for name change or baby names and stuff like that. A lot of people have taken the time and trouble to express how excited they were, mm-hmm. and I've probably got over 100 reviews now. I've lost count, but it's,
yeah. And I couldn't put them all on the page. It's like that's just too many. You know, these will go on forever.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So Leon, how can a person like me, like Caroline, like Judy, how can we benefit from this information? Like how can it change our future moving forward? Like, cause let's say we're not happy with our names. Let's say we're not happy with our lives and not going exactly like the way we want. You know, is it possible to change the trajectory of our future by changing our name?
Oh, yes. Very much so. I'll try and explain this very quickly if I can. Think of waking up in the morning, getting out of bed, standing on your two feet. You're standing on your life path. It's a long, straight pathway that goes as far as the eye can see. Might be a few curves and bends and twists and curves and the abyss here and there, or potholes or walls to climb over, but your life path is fixed by your date, time, and place of birth. You ain't going to change that, okay? As you go down your life path, there are doorways on both sides, the left and the right. There are thousands of doorways as far as the eye can see. You can wake up in the morning and go, oh, I'm going to be late for work, and without a second thought, rush into the kitchen, stub your toe on the refrigerator, break the nail, blood everywhere. You're then cussing and cussing, oh, my day is ruined. Because you made the choice spontaneously to go through this imaginary left door, which took you into the kitchen. Let's say you wake up and you look at your watch and go, oh, I'm going to be late for work, but hang on a second, less haste is more speed. You know what? Let me go through this doorway on the right. Let me go into the bathroom. Something's going to happen. You'll go to your toothbrush. You'll get the toothpaste. Put the toothpaste on the brush. And just as you go to your mouth, oops, the toothpaste falls off down the plug hole. Laugh at yourself. Send me toothpaste. Send a good signal. Laugh. Oh, silly me. Never mind. Get some more toothpaste. When you're in that room that you went into by choice, there'll be two more doors beckoning you. One will be to have a shower. and the other will be to do your makeup. You think, well, I can do my makeup in the car because I know the traffic is going to be bad. But a shower? Oh, just 30 seconds in that shower will do me the power of good. So you go in the shower for 30 seconds. You go into that room, that next room, called the shower. You have a shower. When you're done, you come back out into the bathroom. And then when you're done there, you come back out onto your life path. You then have to make another step forward and make more decisions. We actually create our own world by thoughts, decisions, and actions. And every moment today reflects upon tomorrow. When you have balanced names with a good events chart, it removes shackles, it removes a ball and chain, it sets you free, it sets you totally free to do what you really want to focus on and get on with in life. So you don't have so many distractions coming at you, mental, physical, they're gone. And it allows you to make better choices. When your names are not so good, which could be a lifelong thing, it could be a temporary thing, just for a few years going through your events chart, you have these blockages, these balls and chains. It stops your flow. It halts you in your tracks. It's like you come up to a brick wall. It's like, how am I going to get past this brick wall? So if you actually have a name analysis, you might find, hey, yeah, I was thinking my names are pretty good, and now I've got that confirmation, but I can see where I went through a couple of rough patches a few years ago. Cool. Wish I'd have known about that in advance. Could have saved myself a bit of grief. But I can now use this chart to see what's coming up for the future. It's an annual weather forecast. And you go, oh, I'm pretty good for the next 3 or 4 years. Nothing to worry about. Get on with your life. But then pull it out again a couple of years later and go, ah, now this is the year I've got to be careful about this or careful about that. It's real. It's real. I think I told you about the story about the girl Lucy with lots of L's in her names. L's are very positive for advancement, but too many of them can sometimes bring in a little chance of accidents or falls. And she was an avid horse rider. And I said, hey, you're coming into these L's. Take advantage. You probably find business is going to go very well. And it did. Her business took off. But when she was out riding her horse, she kept in the back of her mind, yeah, I'm in those multiple L's right now. She was about to jump over a hedge, a blind hedge. And she thought, oh, no, I better not. She went further down, jumped over a fence where she could see on the other side. She backtracked and went back to that hedge area. And sure enough, there was a gully on the other side. Had she have jumped over that hedge, she would have probably had a very serious accident. Knowledge is key. Knowledge is key. When you know some of the things that can be coming up, you can use it to your advantage. Use your strengths, cover over your weaknesses, and use the events chart to full effect. If you know there's thunderstorms, carry an umbrella. How difficult is that? Mm-hmm. And that way, you know, when you're going to work and suddenly the sky opens up, you get to the office and there's people with wet shoes and water running down the back of their neck, and you're dry just because right. of carrying that umbrella.
Right.
So, yeah.
I love that. Yeah. That's a great story about the L's and about, and you know, it, and it just shows that having it in the back of your mind, you're more aware, too, of what's going on. Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
And if we don't know what to do about something, we can always contact you. Say, Leon, there's something coming up in my chart, but I have no idea what this means, and I don't know what it is. Can you help me?
Exactly.
That's what I would do.
With the actual full name analysis, as you know from what I sent you, it comes with pages and pages of information about all your names, personalities, mm-hmm. and so forth. The first part of the system, you can pretty much go through that yourself, but obviously you have that for the rest of your life. It's only if you change your name, get married, you might need to add something else into what you've got. With the second part of the system, the chart, a little bit complicated, but it does come with my voice recordings to give you a quick overview. Plus, we have the follow-up consultation, which usually runs for at least an hour, sometimes more, so I can answer all of your questions, all of them. You can record the conversation. You can make notes. By the end of the conversation, you'll pretty much know how this system works. You'll understand it. So then you keep your chart, and I say to clients, every year on your birthday, pull out your chart, take a look, and see what you've got coming up for the next year. And it's real simple. And sure, if you need to contact me, you can. But 99 times out of 100, by the time we've gone through all this, you understand your chart exactly. Mm-hmm. And you do it yourself.
Yeah. No, it's amazing. I was like going through it and going through it and going through it, and it's like, oh my goodness, it's amazing. Now, one of the things that I noticed really in my chart and in my analysis, and you also mentioned it, that the system reveals areas of both mental and physical health. I'm assuming mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical health. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Actually, I think you posted a review from Dr. Tito Palacio, and I presented the system to him. He was already aware of name systems, and he's already known that names do influence a good part of our lives. So he was very, very open. And he allowed me to actually work with some of his patients. And the information that we found from a name analysis actually, in most cases, helped him to get more down to the root of the problem. It's right there on the review. The areas that it covers, for physical health, every one of the 64 personalities has a health advisory. If the health advisories keep repeating from other names, other personalities, that's when you have to pay attention. The sort of things that it covers is the lungs, breathing, brain, fever, headaches, throat, blood circulation, liver, gallbladder, the heart, digestion's a big one, the stomach. It even covers growths, tumors, and cancers. Yeah, can you believe certain combinations can make you a little bit more prone to growths, tumors, and cancers? It's not saying you're going to get growths, tumors, and cancers. 90% of those are self-inflicted by your lifestyle, what you eat, drink, and breathe. So if you are a raw organic vegan and you're very healthy and you've got some names that have these tendencies, doesn't have to say you're going to get them. It's a health advisory. So there's the physical aspects, but then there's the mental aspects. There are certain name number combinations that are what I call very, very sensitive, and some have lots of high mental activity, some have lots of high physical activity. And then when you get into the letters in the events chart, the letter E adds extremes to all areas of your life. It comes from the number 5, which represents the physical body, so it can reflect upon the physical body. So E's and N's and W's, when they start coming together in a chart, it's going to be a very worry, stressful time, full of stress and anxiety, not feeling grounded, not feeling quite sure what the heck is going on. You can't put your finger on it because you don't know where it's coming from. It's coming from the combination of your names. It can throw you completely off balance. It can even aggravate situations like attention deficit disorder, hyperactivity in kids. Sure, once again, hyperactivity in kids, if you're giving them cans of Coca-Cola and candies and stuff and sugar, expect them to be hyperactive and crash and burn, and then be hyperactive and crash and burn again. But combinations of letters in your names can aggravate this. It's amazing how deep this system goes. And it's all revealed in a name analysis. So,
absolutely.
And of course,
I like that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's helpful. It just gives you something else to be aware of. Not that something is going to happen, but just to be aware of it.
Exactly. The number of times I say to somebody, would you consider yourself to be a healthy person? Oh, yes, I exercise a couple of times a week and I eat very healthy. I go to the farmer's market and this and that. I say, well, hey, then you don't have to really be over concerned about these health advisories because you're taking care of yourself already. But if you're not, if you live off Kentucky Fried Chicken and Burger King and Dunkin' Donuts, oh boy,
right. So we're going to take a look at some of the celebrity names in a minute, but I want to talk a little bit about also about the law of attraction. And so can our names work for and or against us with the law of attraction?
Oh, 100%. The number of people who've tried so hard, you know, they've read books like The Secret. One I actually recommend is The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Ian Murphy, I think it is. Great book. Lots of books out there on the laws of attraction. It's real. Laws of attraction, power of intention, very, very real. But obviously, if you've got names which are not nicely balanced, it throws you off balance a little bit. You ain't going to get the full effect. If you have letters in your events chart that are working against you for the next couple of years, not doing you any favors at all, it's going to create a blockage. And you can try and try. You'll get a little bit of success, but you're not breaking through because your names are working against you. On the flip side, as we'll see when we look at, you know, the chart, for example, for George Clooney, it shows how his massive success just took off and went like a rocket because the fact that, well, for a start, he has nice balanced personalities. His names, numbers are good. But his events chart, as you'll see when we get to it, he goes into this period where it's literally a springboard to make him almost untouchable. It's incredible. So, yes, mm-hmm. very, very much so. Number of people who keep trying and trying, but they just don't break through. And then all of a sudden, they'll break through, and things are going good for a few years. And all of a sudden, kapow, they're back in that hole again where they can't seem to get ahead. It's your name's holding you back. If you know where it's coming from, you can use the laws of attraction. You can use the power of intention to say, I'm not going to allow this to stop me. Or you can do a name change modification. Like I said, this is not about everybody having to change their names. Far from it. Far from it. Only a small percentage actually go to the name change part of it. And very often then, it's just playing around with some middle names or spelling of a name. It's not always, you know, changing to Leon G. Paley Zonamiari. I mean, I did that because I wanted to prove this system to myself.
Right.
And it just kind of happened. It fell into place. I liked the name Leon. And the rest just fell into place. I've always had a bit of a background historically in previous incarnations to Greece. And Zonamiari just has that kind of Greek sort of sound. It just resonated with me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about you. It's what works for you.
Right. Yes, absolutely.
If someone says, oh, that's kind of a weird name you've got, well, it might sound weird to you because of your family, environment, upbringing, where you live. But if you go to other parts of the world, you should see the names people have in other parts of the world. It'll blow your mind. You're like, where did that come from? You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so we're going to go and take a look at George Clooney, Anne Hathaway, and maybe Miley Cyrus. We'll see which one you want to look at. But so if you're on the live page, for those of you who also would like to take a look at the names yourself, which one do you want to do first, Anne Hathaway, George Clooney, or Miley Cyrus?
What I'd like to do is just skim through these fairly quickly because there could be some people listening in who don't have the capability to actually look at these pages.
Right.
So I'm not going to spend too much time. They're all pretty self-explanatory, but I will skim through each of them. So let's start with the happy, happy life of George Clooney. So if you can instruct people where to go to pull up the PDF has the information
there. Yeah, so just go to the live page, and it says right below Leon's bio, it says name analysis sample. There's Anne Hathaway, George Clooney, and Miley Cyrus. So just click on George Clooney.
Okay. It starts off with a little bit of an introduction to the system, which I'm not going to repeat what I've already told you. It gives you a quick little clip of just some of the little aspects of some of the names. As you know, there's two personalities for each name, and there's actually a page of information for each one. So there's just a few little lines of information here just to give you an idea. But George, Timothy Clooney, mother's maiden name Warren, born 6th of May 1961,
George's personality is 39 to 24. Often successful, but can face problems. If humble, you can rise from a low to a high position with dignity. Not one to worry. You're generally fortunate in worldly affairs and will meet influential people. Your artistic side can lead you in this direction if you choose to do so. You like peace and quiet and dislike loud, discordant noises. Contacts will advance your work prospects, often through influential women. Remember that. Contacts will advance your work prospects through influential women. There's a little skim to you there about Timothy and Clooney and Warren and being born on the 6th. You can read that in your own time. There's then just a little quick overview. George's first big break in acting was on the comedy Roseanne, which came along in 1988 at exactly the same time when the positive letter G came into his chart. Mm-hmm. If you look at the charts, skip down to the second sort of chart, because the first one covers age 0 to age 24, and then the second one from age 25 to age 49. You'll see that age 25 and 26, he had the H was there, which was stress and strain. It can be striving to get to actually get ahead when you have positive letters supporting it, but those E's, extremes, and stress, and R keeps you busy, 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 so extremely busy, but stress not really making any progress. As soon as he was there, age 27, 1988, he gets booked on the Roseanne show. Roseanne, some people might know, she actually owned the show. It was her show. And she was the one who specifically cast Doug Ross. So women in influential, prominent positions can give you some big breaks in your career. There's a start. The big one, of course, was when he was cast as Doug Ross in ER in 1994. If you look at his chart, basically from the time that he was on Roseanne, it just got better and better and better. The G signifies gains. Gains in all areas of your life, especially when you're making decisions. The H was now striving to get ahead. A little bit of stress, but striving to get ahead with the gains. The Y underneath that is for success. Success in all areas of your life. And the N is for love, loving conditions. You can see as the years roll along, he's just got all these green positive letters. And later on, when it sort of tones down a little bit, he's just down to one green positive letter in his 40s, he's already built this empire. He's riding on the crest of the wave. The letters that he has in his chart after that, it's not negative. There's nothing negative there. It's not as positive as it was, but he's already used the springboard to launch his entire life. Going further forward, you'll see that in 2014, the N for love, loving conditions, comes mm-hmm. into his life. George was the guy who was saying, marriage, you got to be joking. No, marriage, no, not for me. When the N came into his life in 2014, he met the woman of his dreams, and he got married. And then when he was in the middle of that five-year sequence of ends, when he was in the middle, when it actually has its highest peak, its highest power, he had twins.
Mm-hmm.
I don't make this stuff up. I don't make it up.
Right.
It's all there. The whole system is there. It's been kicking around for years and years. If we can just quickly skip over to Anne Hathaway, I'll run through that one very, very quickly, because
yep.
I know time is pressing on.
Mm-hmm.
With the Anne Hathaway, her balance of personalities, it's good, but it's what I'd call very, very edgy. She's got a few numbers there which are very, very sensitive. So when your back's against the wall, it's really going to show out. But when things are going really, really well, it's just, you just brush it off your shoulder. You know. So personality, not as smooth and cool and calm and collected as George Clooney, but pretty good, just a bit edgy. You'll see that historically, when she was in her early teens, she admits that she had horrible, horrible mental problems. She says that she didn't actually have to resort to medication, but she was going through hell and back. If you look at her chart, you can actually see that for the early years, she had the letter Q from Jacqueline. The Q is actually very, very strong, very powerful, one of the most powerful letters in the alphabet. And you'll see on these pages I have included a little short version of the A to Z, so you can see what the meanings of these letters are. So got off to a pretty good start. But then you'll see when she was 11, she had E, U, H, U. U is for loss.
Yeah.
As you know for yourself, mm-hmm. from your birth names, U is for loss. She had two of them, and she had the H for stress and strain and the E adding extremes. When she was 13, 14, double E's with H, still with the U. It doesn't pick up until she gets into her late teens. And her history shows exactly that. She went through all this mental overload from the E's and the H's and U's. Not a good combination. But when the N's and the L's, N for loving conditions, can be just loving life, loving another person, L's for advancement came in, the E was just adding extremes to the advancement, extreme to the love. W came in when she was 20, which can be wavering conditions. It can also be travel if supported with good positive letters. Well, she had the Y's that kicked in, age 22, which is for success, the N for loving conditions, the I for her emotions, making her emotionally sensitive, the W, wavering conditions or travel. Well, travel was there, but she also had wavering conditions with her love life. She was in a very negative relationship, and eventually it did break up. But that relationship, she referred to as a toxic relationship because the W was creating wavering conditions for her love life. Going further ahead, you'll see that her chart just explodes. Like George Clooney, N's and Y's, double Y's, just goes from strength to strength to strength. And she's in a good place now. She does have the H, but that is mostly striving to get ahead, because the C puts you in control. It's very strong for health, health recovery if there's been any illness. The C is a vivifying force, and she also has the N there for love, loving conditions. The E is adding extreme. So, yes, there's a little bit of stress, but it's more striving to get ahead. I don't think she took the name of her husband, Shulman. I can't find any trace that she's legally using the name Shulman. Because if she were, she would be in the U's, where age 34, 35, 36, she'd be in the U's from the Shulman, which is loss. Mm-hmm. But she hasn't been experiencing loss. She didn't take and use his names. She's still going by Anne Hathaway. And now, later this year, the L's, could have come in from the Shulman, but she's got the C's and she's got the N's. Would have been nice, but hey, Shulman, no, not a great name for her. It's only good occasionally when the green positive letters come in. When the other letters are there, it's doing her no favors and it would have been working against her. So there's an example of how the husband's name can work for or against you. And it can fluctuate year to year. Just quickly skim down below that, and there's her son, Jonathan Rosenbanks, mother's maiden, Jonathan Rosenbanks Shulman, which is the father's name, Hathaway, mother's maiden name, born 24th of March 2016. Combination of the personalities, it's a bit edgy, it's not too bad, it's not doom and gloom, but it could do with a little bit of fine tuning if I was allowed to do so. But the events chart, poor boy, from 8-1, double H's, double stress, double stress. There is some tranquility there because the O's are there in the chart, which can bring some peace and tranquility, stability in your life. I'm sure he's got stability. But there's this mental stress, this mental overload the poor kid is going through. when you go further up to age 9, 10, and 11, you'll see those dreaded U's come in with the N for love, loving conditions, and with the O, peace, tranquility. There's going to be loss of peace and tranquility. There's going to be loss of loving conditions. The T is also for change. Big changes, big changes. Now, I'm not here to do any psychic predictions and stuff, but for example, if when you get to 2025, 2026, and especially 2027, if Anne Hathaway and her husband break up or go through a very turbulent time, it would not surprise me one tiny bit, because this is the sort of stuff I see in people's charts, and it relates to their childhood. And it's not necessarily what they're doing themselves, it's what's going on around them. Family, environment, issues, problems. Like me, when I had to start off in a completely new neighborhood, new school, I didn't like the school, didn't like the teachers, didn't like had no friends. I went through loss. I went through loss of stability, because I always had the O's from my middle names. I went through loss of stability. That just shows you how the poor little boy, and it ain't going to get much better.
That's sad.
Yeah, I mean, all they had to do, I mean, the chances are he's probably going to grow up being called John anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It may be that it just called him John, and instead of Rosenbanks, which is not necessarily bad, but maybe come up with something that was more vibrant, more positive. There's lots of things you can do just playing around with middle names and stuff that make a huge, whole big difference. But unfortunately, the kid is stuck with what he's got for now.
For now.
Yeah. Very, very quickly, let's just go to Miley Cyrus, and
mm-hmm.
I will keep this one as short as I really can. She actually went through a legal, documented name change. And I mean, I'm sure lots of people can remember, you know, Destiny Hope Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
She was the cute girl on the TV show, you know, all cute and pretty. Well,
I used to watch that show with my daughter.
Yeah,
because, you know, my daughter is now 21, almost 22. So, yeah, we used to watch Miley Cyrus.
Yep. And she actually legally changed her names in 2008. She changed from Destiny Hope Cyrus, mother's maiden name Finley. She changed to Miley Ray Cyrus. She still kept the mother's maiden name Finley because there was no documentation to cancel it out. But actually, it's not doing her any misjustice. It's actually working in her favor.
Mm-hmm.
So her legal name change, the paperwork, the documentation only stated change Destiny Hope to Miley Ray. So everything else stayed, but those two names changed. Just to put it very, very short and sweet, Destiny Hope, the personalities for Destiny and Hope are quiet, reserved, thoughtful, artistic, creative, but generally quiet and reserved, and can be a bit secretive. The Miley Ray, the numbers, personalities there are completely the opposite. 28, extrovert, very often to gain attention. If female, it gives you man's strength in a woman's body. Well, just look how this girl changed in 2008 when she changed. And all of a sudden, she's on this wrecking ball. And she's like, I mean, she's, sorry to say it, I hope she's going through a change now. Pretty gross, in my opinion. Really degrading oneself. Now, sure, I'm sure that the management company had a lot to do with it. You know, hey, we're going to reinvent you and this and that and the other. But she was quite happy to go along with it because these new personalities, she'd taken away the Destiny and Hope and she'd replaced it with Miley and Ray. And they were way more outward going, more vibrant and extrovert and over the top. And it's just there in plain black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I don't make this stuff up, you know.
Yep, and it's working for her.
Oh, yes. And if you go to her chart, well, actually, at first, it didn't work so well. In 2011, 2012, 2013, but mainly 2011, 2012, it's actually documented that her success was not going in leaps and bounds as expected, as projected. Why? Because she had the letter U from the Sirius that was right there in her chart, 2011,
yeah, right.
2012 and 2011. However, you'll see that, I'm not too happy with 2011, not particularly good. 2012 improves a little bit because the L comes in from the Finley, mother's maiden name, which brings advancement. Had to make some sacrifices to reach your goals, but the advancement comes in. So it did get a little bit better in 2012. It improved quite a bit in 2013, because even though she had the U for loss, she had the Y that came in for success.
Mm-hmm.
The L was still there for advancement. So that's where the strength of the U, it weakens. It gets diluted because of the other positive letters helping it along. If you look further into a chart, I mean, it just goes off the charts. She's got these Ys and Cs, and then if you're getting into the present time now, she's in double Ys for double success. And the A adds activity to the success. The E adds extreme to the success. And then further on, she goes into triple Ys, triple success, with Ms for changes, lots of changes going on. So in her case, sure, the name changed her personality, and that was clear for everybody on the planet to see how she went from the sweet little girl next door to the wrecking ball. I'll not use words I was thinking of using. But her events chart has just worked incredibly in her favor, and she's going to have no problems for the next several years. She's going to be just gliding along. Whatever she does ain't going to be a problem.
Right.
Ain't going to be a problem. Because of her events chart. There you go. There's three examples. Sorry to be sort of skimming through so quick. I'm sorry if you can't actually look at those pages as I've been talking, but you can go back to those pages and you can catch the replay. But just go through it and remember what I said, and you'll see
Exactly.
Just like you did when I sent you your name in last, before we even had our conversation, you were like, oh my God, look at this, look at this.
Yep.
You know, and then when we had the conversation, and we pulled up even more stuff because we went through other areas, and because obviously in the voice recordings, I can just give you a quick overview. The
right.
Consultation. Is to talk about everything we need to talk about. And you don't have to air your personal life. And I'm sort of going through the chart. I said, well, during this year, I can see a little bit of this and that and something else going on. You just have to go, I know what that was. You don't have to tell me your personal details. If you want, you can, because all client information is 100% confidential. This system, even now after all these years, I still get blown away myself when I'm talking to a complete stranger and I'm telling them stuff about their life and they're like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
And so, you know, so now I'm actually, you know, even looking at my kids' names and, you know, just with the letters, that, you know, that's just only one small part of it, and thinking, oh, well, Burns,
yeah.
You know, I can't do anything about that because that's their last name. And it's like, oh, I wonder, that's good, that's good, that's good, that's not good.
Well,
you know,
well.
And just, yeah, it's just interesting to see, you know, but I was telling my daughter about it, and she goes, oh, my name is really good, Mom. Look at my life is going really good, you know, and it's like, even though I have a U, but, you know, and so, yeah, there's some loss, but on the whole, my life is really good. So,
uh-huh.
So she doesn't have to change her name.
It's all about the combination. But you say Burns because of the letter U.
Yeah.
There is B Y R N E S, which sounds almost identical, and it has the Y for 7 years of success.
That's true.
Hmm.
I will suggest that.
I mean, Not saying that is the answer, but that's the sort of stuff that we kick around and we play around with when it comes to the name change. It's a personal thing. It's about you. It's not about me giving you a list of names. I'll give you tons and tons of suggestions and ideas, but every single time it's where you pop out, oh, I just saw this name, and it's just kind of resonating. Do you think we can use that and do a quick calculation? Hey, yeah, I think we can. And it grows and it expands from there. It's a wonderful journey.
Oh,
as you can see from the reviews, which are specifically for name change clients that I've had over the years. You'll see short little reviews. You'll see long ones that are going into great detail. But it's a wonderful experience. And a lot of people have already changed their names quite frequently through marriage. So to maybe make one more change. What happens frequently, the number of times that I have someone come, yes, I've been married twice or three times, or I've just been married and I've been divorced for 20 years, but I'm still using my husband's name. And I think there's even a review there that said, after having the consultation with Leon, I'm going back to my maiden name.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, and all you got to do is use your divorce certificate to change your documentation. Simple as that. It's exactly the same as the documentation change you do when you get married. You do the same thing when you get divorced, or you do the same thing when you do a legal documented name change. So it's not that hard. It's not that difficult.
So I was just going to ask if people had any questions. You can hit star 2 to raise your hand to ask a question. But it's not a bit like we can't do like a full name analysis on the call because name analysis takes hours. But if you have a question about your name specifically or anything about the name analysis or the name system, you can ask and we can see what we can figure out. And also in those PDFs, it has all the letters listed at the very bottom of each one. So you can go in there and take a look at, you know, your letters in your name to see whether but that's just one small piece. It's not the whole thing. Because there was a question here from Georgina. Not sure where she is. But so she says, I go by Gina. It doesn't matter what you go by. It's what is legally, what your legal documented name is, right? And
yes,
go ahead.
There are exceptions.
Uh-huh.
There are exceptions. if it is heavily, heavily documented, then you will start to pick up a resonance because this system is all about the documentation. So, for example, if you're a best-selling author with a pen name, you'll start to get a resonance from that pen name because it's being documented thousands of times. Every time a book sells, that name's getting out there. A good example is the rap artist Jay-Z, who's married to Beyonce. His actual birth names are Sean Corey Carter, which are actually very good for business. The guy's got a good business head on him straight out of the gate. But the Jay-Z, just have to look at the A to Z of letters, and you'll see that they're all positive letters. It's a name that he hasn't taken legally, but by massive documentation, it's added onto his existing names. And he is getting a very strong influence from the Jay-Z because it's worldwide. But generally speaking... what you call yourself, your nicknames and stuff, using this system, I'm not talking about other systems like numerology, using this system, they do not apply. In certain cases, like with you, with the Alara Canfield, you haven't gone the whole distance and you haven't changed all of your legal official documentation, but because you have been publicly using it, and of course your name gets out there, I mean, multiplied thousands of times. Not the same as, you know, like a famous movie star, but nonetheless, it is out there. You are picking up a resonance from the Alara Canva, but it's not fully kicking in. And you have not deleted any of your old names, so it's a new energy, a new resonance adding on to the existing mix that you already have.
Then, you know, it's just interesting. And so if you're asking, so, you know, Georgina's, you know, wanting to know if her name is helping her with her life purpose, and she's also mentioning her maiden name and her married name, and is asking which of those has a higher vibration to her life. Go ahead. Yep.
If you've got about 30 minutes, I can make some calculations now. I can give you a quick overview, but it'll take me 30 minutes to run all the calculations. It's a very complex system, as you've seen for yourself. So unfortunately, I can't really give you any worthwhile feedback on a live show simply by just having one or two or all your names, because of all the time it takes to do the calculations. Wouldn't be fair to keep everybody else waiting on.
Yeah, but I like that is a G, there's an N, a couple of N's, there's a Y, there's a Z, a couple of Z's, you know, so there are some good letters, but I don't know how the whole thing works, right? So it's like, some good letters. That much I can tell you.
And you don't know when the good letters are kicking in and with which letters they're mixing with. Yeah, exactly. So that is the beauty. When you come to me for a name analysis, it's a one-time deal. It's a lifetime reading from birth to age 99. It doesn't get more comprehensive than that. So,
and, I couldn't understand at the beginning, because you said some letters are good for like 7 years, some are good for 2 years. So all that was like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I thought that was all like, okay, you know, I'm glad it's documented. I'm glad you have it in the system. I'm glad I can see it, but I couldn't have been able to figure that out on my own, you know?
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
That's what I'm here for.
Exactly.
Help guide you through it, to do all the legwork. I mean, sure. I mean, if you've got time to read and study, you can read my book, you can read the 1929 book, you can start to learn the system. And then after a few weeks or a few months, you might be able to think about analyzing your own names. How much time have you got?
Mm-hmm.
Most people say, hey, you know what? For the small amount that you're charging for a lifetime reading, I want it.
Exactly.
You get a ton of information, you get voice recordings, you get the follow-up consultation, which sometimes runs way over an hour. Well, actually, our conversation ran for 2 hours.
Yeah, it was short. It was a little over 2 hours.
2 hours.
Yep.
Yeah, just going through your life and your chart and options that you can consider and so forth.
All my questions. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
True. So I have a Melissa. I'm going to unmute you. Just give me 1 second. I'll unmute you. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. This is Melissa. Thank you. Well, this has brought up a lot of questions for me. And part of it is because during my life, I've kind of explored all the different things about myself and my name, such as, numerology, astrology, and some other things. But my point is, this is really a timely show because I've been thinking about changing my name. So I've had a very, very, an extremely difficult life, like my whole life. So I was assuming it was my name. Now, my astrology says the same thing, but it also says I have, what it takes to overcome all of that. And then I think, well, we choose the name we're born with. And I know it's the vibration, and so we can experience things. So I think, well, I chose all of this intensity and things to overcome, to learn, evolve, grow, that sort of thing.
Sure, there are no accidents. There are no accidents. The names that you had from birth, they were already carved in stone in the Akashic records before you even took the body. So it was part of the package, part of the deal. However, as I said, life is about choices. And unless, if you happen to be born in Germany, they have very tight restrictions on changing your name. But just about everywhere else in the world, name change is not a difficult process. So you have the choice. It's an option, but it's up to you. And it generally starts with a name analysis, so you can see exactly what's been going on and go, aha, okay, well, I can see what's what's coming up for the next 10 years, and it ain't too bad. You know what? I think I'm going to stick with what I've got. I'm going to stick with what I've got because now I can use this information. I don't need to make a name change. On the other hand, you might go, oh, crikey, yeah. Boy, oh,
yeah.
Boy. It is time to make that change. But until we get into it, we don't know if we're going to change all your names or change your spelling or play with middle names or take away ex-husband's names. You know, everybody's unique, and this is your journey, and this is about you. So I make it about you, and I work with you to actually work on creating new names for you. But not everybody needs to go that path, you know, but sure, everything that's happened so far is not an accident. There are no accidents. As sad as it might seem, when a plane falls out of the sky and 200 people die, it's not an accident. It's also not an accident that a couple of people woke up late that morning and missed the flight. It's not an accident. And as sad as it might seem, when a plane falls out of the sky, because of all my experience on past lives, reincarnation, regression, and healing, and so forth, the number of times that I've seen where somebody was in a car accident or a plane accident, and they took it as an exit point. We all have 7 exit points in our lifetime here. And they took an exit point that was available by their choice. And the number of times they'll take an exit point, so it actually benefits somebody else, where a child or children need to go through the horrible emotional experience of losing their father or losing their parents. It sounds pretty weird and wicked, but it's true, because we actually learn through going through all these different experiences. And you don't fulfill all these experiences in one life. No, that's why we have multiple opportunities to come back here. This is my 72nd trip, potentially my last. I've got one more if I want to take it as a walk-in when I die, which will be on June the 12th, 2050 at 5 o'clock in the morning.
That's
yeah, there's a lot, and that doesn't come from name analysis.
Okay, because I was just going to ask it, because I'm like, you know, that's good information to know, then you can plan things. But
is about choices. Life is about choices. And when you see how your names have been influencing your life, then you have the choice. Hey, am I going to stick with what I got? Or am I just going to get rid of that ex-husband's name? Or am I going to go back to my maiden names and do this? Or am I going to change whatever it is? It's all about choice. Life is about choices. Like I said, where your life path is fixed by your date, time, and place of birth. But there's these doorways, thousands and thousands of doorways, that you step off your life path and you go into this room to explore. You always come back to your life path. Take a few more steps down your life path and you go through more doorways. So life is about choices. Life is about choices. But no accidents. And what's happened right up until this conversation was meant to happen. It was no accident. What's going to happen tomorrow, next day, next week, it's up to you. It's up to you. Because little
that.
By little,
beautiful.
Step by step, day by day, this is what the laws of attraction, the power of intention is all about. You don't make it happen, bam, simply just wave a magic wand and it happens immediately. No, you have to work at it, because it's about your thoughts, your mind process. We do create our own world as we go along by thoughts,
right,
decisions, and action. And name change. Yeah. Names are a major influence. It's not everything. It's not the holy grail, because sure, there's your life path. You know, there's astrology. I often find that Vedic astrologers often come up with very similar readings to what we get for the charts in the name analysis. Quite uncanny how they very often align together, because all these systems, they're all intertwined. They're all there for a purpose. They're all to show us something. But this particular name system, well, just go through the reviews, the testimonials. This covers areas that the other stuff doesn't. This goes way deep down the rabbit hole.
And then
can't use it.
I just wanted to ask you a question because that sounds like what you just said. I really appreciate this conversation because it brings me back to, like, I know that, and I've known that, you know, that we create. So, I mean, everything that you said, the fact that the name isn't everything and we do create and all of these different avenues, because I think one of the reasons I keep being drawn to change my name, one of the reasons I had thought not to, well, two of them, were one was, well, if I had chose that, am I going to interfere with my path if I do because I changed everything that I, you know, that kind of thing. And then the other was in one name analysis I had many, many years ago, and it said that my name was a very, a very powerful name, and it was a good name, and it, you know, I was a powerful healer and all these different things, but you know, there's this interference where I can't seem to make, you know, I can't, like, things that I, that my name say should be happening, I can't seem to materialize even with the law of attraction. So I'm like, I'm looking into this. So my question too, you said this goes really deep. So I have a name analysis and we have the reading after, you know, once you've done all that, then we have the reading and then, so questions like that we can ask and we can know if we are going to, because we don't, I mean, I guess I'm just, okay. I mean, I I'm ready to have a different experience for the rest of my life. I'm totally ready.
A lot of us are in that position because the reason why you're tuning into this show is for a reason. You know, and you're now hearing stuff about names. And this is not a system that I invented. Like I said, I'm not that smart. This is an ancient, ancient documented system. It's been kicking around for thousands of years. It was used by the ancients to name their children for a healthy, happy, and prosperous life.
Right, that's what you said. So, I just think it's awesome. I really do.
But it's all about choice. Nothing's going to happen if you don't make the choice. You have to say, hey, you know what? Let's go the first step. Or let's go the whole hog. Let's go the name analysis, name change, because I know that I don't want these names. I know I've got to make a change. So it's all about you and your choice, and that's why we have several options there on the packages which are available.
But even after you change your name, Melissa, you still have to take action. You still have to make choices.
Right. I know that wouldn't be just, you know, like my name changes and instantly life changes, but I realize that. That's a good point. That's a good point.
You would actually be surprised the number of people who have done the legal documented name change, and within weeks, things are happening already. Things are happening.
Really, that's soon.
That's what I want to hear.
Amazing. Okay, that was a good point to bring up. A couple of weeks, a few weeks, that's pretty, I wouldn't have imagined it being that soon, so that's great.
The more you want it, the more you document it, the more you put it out there, the faster the energy is going to run.
I get it too. So the documentation, it's like putting it out there, getting it, so it's,
hey universe, hey Akashic Records. By my own free will and choice, I'm given choice, and I have made a choice. Out with the old, in with the new. Carve it in stone right now. Carve it in stone in the Akashic Records. I've signed the documents. The documents are done. Carve it in stone. And the shifts start happening immediately. Some happen big. Some big things will happen after 6 months or 12 months, you know, but shifts and changes happen immediately. The number of people, in fact, there's a video of a lady who actually changed her names, her names are now, she is now Kimberly Desiree, and there's a very nice video that's on the page. And she says that soon as she walked out of that courtroom, she felt like a weight had been lifted off of her shoulders. And she's never looked back.
Amazing.
So on the page, there's the video from Dr. Karen Cam, who's a very well-known, lovely, lovely person. I analyzed her names. I talked on her radio show, and she was blown away by the accuracy. She didn't have to change her names at all. Her names are good. Her names are good. But she now has the information. The second video, Kimberly, who changed her name, and she tells you how she felt there was something not right from an ex-husband's name that was still there, and this and that. She never did like her middle name, and so on. So she did the name change, and immediately, the weight was lifted off, and she walked out of that courtroom. And as every day, week, and month has passed, she's never looked back. She's going from strength to strength. So yeah, it's incredible, but it's real.
Yeah, this is wonderful. And I thank you for taking my question. And I really appreciate it. I was very enlightened with all of your answers. Thank you so much.
You. You're very welcome.
Awesome. Thank you, Melissa.
Oh, thank you.
So I have a question from Deborah June. Let me just see in the chat box. Deborah June, she's asking, what package do I purchase if I want to change both business name and personal name?
We start ideally with the personal names first, because you are the foundation, you are the building blocks. If your personal names are not particularly good, or you're going through a bad phase, I went through three major bankruptcies. Had I just worked for a company, I'd have lost my job and found it difficult to get a good paying job for a couple of years, but I lost everything, because every business I had was always using the bank to the maximum, borrowing, and when business would drop 30%, bank would pull the plug on me. So personal names are number one, because you can have a great business name, but if your personal names are spiraling down the tube, then you ain't going to make any serious progress. Your personal names will hold you back. So it starts with a name analysis, to actually see what's going on. And hey, maybe you don't need to change your name. Maybe everything's great, or maybe just a little tweak possibly. Let me go into the actual name change service itself, and then the business names. The business names, it all depends if you're a limited company or incorporated, or if you're just self-employed using a trading name. But it's not just the name of the business. It's basically the names that go on your business card, for example. There's the actual name of the company. There's the name of the website. There's maybe a Facebook page. There's maybe even phone numbers. I can play with all of these, and I can get them to balance and resonate with one another, so that when somebody sees your business name, they go, oh, I just sense there's this subliminal message, you know, like the Starbucks and the Nike and stuff. There's this subliminal message coming through. This person is very caring and loving. Well, that's good, because they're a chiropractor, and I want to go to them to get some chiropractic work. But then if you go to their website, it will be something that says, well, very professional, very, very organized and very professional, which is good, because you want a chiropractor who's not just a kind and caring person, but also very, very good at what they do, very professional. So the next subliminal message comes out from maybe the Facebook page or the website name. We even go into the primary email address, because the primary email address wants to send out a message. Hey, this is the beginning of new things. If you send an email to this email right now, it's the beginning of new things. So it's a whole combination of game of getting the balance right for your business names. But yeah, to answer the question, name analysis, name change if necessary, and then business names. 1, 2, and 3, in that order.
Awesome. Thank you. So since we are already talking about some of the programs in the package, let's just continue on with the rest of them.
Okay. Well, the first option is the full documented name analysis, which doesn't really need any introduction. We've been talking about that for the last almost 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
The second option is compatibility. This is basically two name analysis, but with one consultation. So the price is obviously less than what you'd pay if you had two name analysis. This is very good for husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, mother and daughter, mother, son, whoever it is. It can even be for business partners. You can find that there's two business partners, they're best friends, but one of the partners is going through a bit of a rough time and he's not really pulling his weight when it comes to taking care of business. You know, well, if between the two of you, you know that one person's going through a little bit of a dip and you don't want to make a name change, well, hey, no problem. Now we know that it's there. We can take care of it. We can deal with it. You know, so the compatibility is important. I had a situation, a guy came to me for a name analysis, and I was, oh, dear. great combination of personalities, but the events chart is just terrible. It's all just worry and stress. And he said, yeah, he said, I'll admit, you know, worry and stress is there, but I always seem to, you know, end up standing on my two feet. But he says, really, thanks to my wife. So I said, well, let's look at your wife's names. Her events chart was full of all these positive letters. She was like his pillar of strength. He would open and close businesses, get a new job, lose it, move on to something else. Nothing really coming into fruition. But she was the breadwinner, and so food was always on the table. Roof was always over the head. So the stress that he was getting from his names wasn't as acute because his wife, through her good names and good job and good income, was helping support the family. So that's where the compatibility comes in. Business names, I already talked about that. It's not just the name of the business. It's, you know, Facebook page, website, email address. Getting a balance, getting a flow of all of them to send out a subliminal message appropriate to the business that you are doing. Baby names. There's a very important one. Obviously, things are generally fixed with the surname from the father and the mother's maiden name, but you have options with the first name and a middle name, or even sometimes two middle names. You can play around with it. And as we know, life is all about choices. There are no accidents. If you or someone close to you is pregnant, expecting a baby, if they're up for it, if they're interested, hey, do it, because you can make an immediate difference on the way that life goes for that child. Let's say that the girl is 6 months pregnant, and she's thinking about names. And she said, you know what, for some reason, this name Amy keeps popping into my mind. Well, that could be because the baby inside the womb is sending a subliminal message. Hey, my name is supposed to be Amy, okay? Just reminding you, Amy, got it? Well, sure, but is that A-M-Y, A-M-I, A-M-I-E, A-M-I-E-E, A-M-E-Y? They all sound exactly the same, but they all have a different personality and a different events chart. So once again, I work with you, the client. What names are you resonating with for your baby? Okay, well, let's maybe, can we spell it this way? Can we consider using this as a middle name or even an initial? Like I have the initial G. Sometimes we use initials, G's and P's and Q's and C's. And there's so many ways to just make it all come into fruition. And there's nothing better than giving a newborn a kickstart in life where the ball and chain, the shackles, are not immediately clamped on. You've got some freedom to develop and go forward, go forth, and do what you intended. That's baby names. Name change. There's two options. There's option 5A. Sometimes there's some people, and they just, you know what? I just want to change my names. I've never liked my names. I'm not really that bothered about the name analysis because I know my life hasn't been good. I just want, and I've looked through the letters of the alphabet. I kind of understand some of the basics. I just want to do a name change. If that's what you want, we can do the name change service on its own. Or there's option 5B, which is generally more the direction it usually goes because the name analysis is very, very useful. It also helps you understand the system better. And from there, when you understand the system, how it works better, you can be more constructive with your ideas on getting us to a really good new set of names, balanced names with a good events chart that's going to work for you. So there you have the options. And I believe that you're offering the split payments, which obviously on some of the higher priced items will be quite useful to some people, I'm sure, because it's not exactly pocket change when you're getting up into the $400, $500, $600. But those are the options that we have available.
Awesome. And so, yeah, so the two-payment plan, two-part payment plan, if you look in the middle of the page, not at the very top or not the very bottom, but in the middle of the page, you'll see where you can sign up for the two-part installment plan just to make it easier for you to choose what you would like. But, I mean, I know for myself, you know, that I'm going to do the name change. But I'm so glad that you mentioned about the business name, that it's not just about the business name. It's the website. It's the email. It's the Facebook. It's everything. Because that's something, obviously, that, you know, I will probably want to change as well.
at some point, right? Well, if you're not going to be calling it the Alara Canfield Show for much longer in the future, then... yeah, we could also, at the same time, we can look at if you could maybe use your name as a .com or a .org or .net, because it all changes the configuration again, which if you use the .com, the actual resonance is different than using a .net or a .org.
Right. So many things to think about.
That's where I do all the playing around with all the numbers and stuff.
Exactly.
I pick the basics and say, okay, we've got options of like this, this, that, and something else. Which direction do you want to go? Oh, okay, so you want to go, great, okay, I can work with that. I'll work with that. And we progress all the way through. But, yeah, with the business names, I mean, you just got to look at some of these big companies, you know, like Bing, Google, Yahoo, and then you look at their logos.
Right.
Some of these big corporations. It's not just for brand image. It's sending a subliminal message out. You know.
Yeah. I didn't know about that until you mentioned that about the Starbucks. You know. So it's like, oh yeah, good point. You know, I didn't know about that.
How about Versace? Versace. Mm-hmm. Medusa. Medusa. The lady with the head full of snakes, hair full of serpents and snakes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Enticing. So enticing. You know you shouldn't go there. You know you shouldn't go there, but you can't resist.
Right.
Versace, overpriced clothing. I mean, sure, they have some beautiful pieces of clothing, but I mean, the price ticket is like astronomical. But the logo, Medusa, it entices people to part with that big money.
Hmm. Right. Interesting.
Amazing how the world goes round, huh?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And so Caroline had mentioned earlier, and it was kind of funny, but I thought I would mention it anyways. So she had mentioned that, you know, her name is Caroline Manzo, and there's another Caroline Manzo who was a billionaire. She's a housewife of some sort of TV show, right? Housewives or something? TV show. So she's asking, so shouldn't I be a millionaire? But it's not just about the name. It's also about, you know, what is... You know, there's a lot more involved. Go ahead.
As I said, the odds of somebody having the same combination as you is like 1 in 200 billion because have you considered middle name? Have you considered mother's maiden name? Have you considered birthday? All these factors come into play. Just because you've got two names that are the same, if the other names are not resonating, you ain't going to get the same overall pattern. Plus also, yes, as you said, don't think this is I hate to associate material things with happiness and success. I used to be in big business, making millions. I don't do it anymore. It was my choice. Now, I'm probably on the lowest income I've ever been in my entire life. But guess what? I am so happy. I'm so happy. I'm my own boss. I don't have to answer to anybody. I work my own schedule. I have some wonderful, wonderful people that I work with. All of my clients are beautiful. I get some beautiful people the chance to be in their lives. I love my life. I'm not making a fortune, but guess what? I always have enough.
Mm-hmm.
If I need to travel, somehow there's always enough there to buy the ticket and make it happen. It's never a problem. It's never a problem because, you know, I have good, balanced names. If I wanted to go back into high business and high finance and make tons of money, of course I could, and I'd be very successful. But I've been there. I've done that. I really don't want to go down that path again. I'm loving life. I'm enjoying my life.
It's about your choice.
Choices. And I have time to breathe to make choices. I don't wake up in the morning and have to get on a train for an hour to get to the city and then get a tube subway or a cab and this and that and yada, 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 yada. No, I love my work. I love my life. If you are looking for love, romance, if you're looking for financial success, that can all be factored in. I can factor it in. But again, if you don't actually make it happen, it ain't going to happen. I will actually lead you to the water. I can't make you drink the water. If you drink the water, you will get what you ask for. If you ask for all these things to come into your life. But one day, one step at a time. Don't think you can just change your names and, I'm going to buy a lottery ticket and I'm going to win the jackpot this weekend because I've got new names. No, we all know it doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
One day, one step at a time. Build up your confidence, get stronger, stronger, and you go in leaps and bounds, and off you go.
Awesome. I love that. And that's what it's about. It's about enjoying your life, living your life, having choices. And, you know, when you have a name that is balanced, the energies from the letters and the names and the balanced name is going to work in your favor so that you can create your life with more ease, right?
Yes. Yeah. It literally takes away the shackles, the ball and chain, and it's a broom that sweeps in front of you so there's a clean pathway. It's up to you if you want to walk down that pathway, run down that pathway, get on a skateboard and go scooting down that pathway. It's your choice. It's your choice. But when you have balanced names, it's another fundamental principle of the universe that's been taken care of.
Right. Yes. Absolutely.
You have the control. Hey, no more problems with my names. My names are now actually working in my favor. Whoa.
That's what you want. Names working in your favor, not working against you, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful. And like you said, knowledge is key. And so even if you just get the name analysis and you don't get the name changed, you still get the charts for the whole 99 years so you can see what's coming up, and knowledge is the key so that then you can take different actions and make different choices.
It's a lifetime reading for $194, and I don't think there's anybody in any other line that's close to this who would take on a client, say, hey, well, give me $194 and I'll give you readings for the rest of your life.
when I got my reading and consultation, and you know, it took you like 5-6 hours, you know, and so if it's only $194, like wow, this is like amazing, the amount of information and the clarity that you get when you actually take a look at it. And so it's like, $194 is not quite enough to pay for that much information and knowledge, you know, and the possibilities, you know, that can create for you as you move forward. So I was like so impressed. I think that's the first thing I said to you. It's like, I am so impressed by your work, you know. I didn't know how to describe it. It's like, other than I'm so impressed. It's like, this is so impressive. I was blown away. So I just wanted to, I had no idea, you know, until you sent it to me, and then I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. So I was blown away. All right, so for those of you who are looking at the packages, you know, please take a look at them, see which one resonates with you. And like I said, you do have the option of doing the two-part payment plans if you'd like. So just to make it a little bit easier for you. And so again, the special offer is available at alara.at/show/Leon, L-Y-O-N. And I just wonder, you know, how your life will change, you know, as you choose to change your name or not, because sometimes you don't have to, right? And but I wonder what else you can create now, you know, moving forward without the shackles, you know, and having all new different possibilities and just new energy. Right, Leon?
Yep. If I can just summarize, if anybody's listening and think, I'm not sure. Read the reviews, read the testimonials. If that's all you do, just read through all the reviews and testimonials on there for name analysis, name change, different areas, and then make your choice from there. Life is about choices. And
absolutely.
Listen to what other people have been saying over the years as they've discovered this opportunity, which is here for you right now.
Awesome. Thank you. Yes. And I will definitely be contacting you to, you know, go to the next step and give you some list of my names, like, you know, that I've chosen already that may be possible.
Possible. Oh, there is one out there. It is just waiting to be picked.
Right.
Already right. Up in the Akashic records, there are options, choices are already there. We have to just get to those options, choices, and then you have to make the final choice, the final decision, based upon me saying, you know what, I like this one as well.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we'll come down to a fine wire where you've got three different, completely different name options. Three.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm saying, well, hey, they're all good. They're all good. You know, this one's got a little bit of this and a little more of that or a bit of the other. But at the end of the day, they're all good. They all set you free and they all clear that pathway in front of you. You take the one that you feel the best with. You can sometimes just do a signature test. See how it flows from your hand. Do a few signatures and see which one feels the best when you're writing it. Because the first name and the last name, those are the two names you're going to be using probably for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Unless you get married and you decide to take a husband's name because it's really good. But basically, the first name and the last name, you're going to use those for the rest of your life. They have to resonate with you. They have to feel good. They have to feel good when you do a signature. Little ways you can just go, you know what? I've decided this is the one I'm going to go for, this one here, because it feels the best. The signature test is great. I just love it. And you do it, and it happens. It works.
Mhm. Awesome. Thank you. I'm just so glad that we had this conversation. And even this conversation that we had today, there is still so much more that we could talk about, because you are a veritable fountain of knowledge, of wisdom, of information, of all sorts of different things. And so, you know, when you were talking about, you know, when you're going to die, at what time, you know, I think Melissa's like, oh my goodness, I want to know about that. That comes from a totally different system or different body of knowledge than this. So I was like, ooh, I wonder. And plus all your other healing skills and your healing program and, you know, nutrition tips and advice. And, you know, like you're a full-on package of different sources of change and transformation that's possible for people. So, you know, even though we think that we're just getting a name analysis and consultation, I know that there's also other stuff that comes up during the conversation, like it did with us, you know? So,
yeah, very much.
So there's more to you than just the names. There's also the healing, there's the nutrition, and there's other knowledge and wisdom as well that all percolates through as we're having conversations. So I love this conversation, and we're going to have you come back on again to talk about either this or the healing or something else. Who knows what else is going to come up in the near future.
Let's maybe talk about health and nutrition next time, because That's so important in today's polluted world. Oh, boy, oh, boy. I mean, we just cannot get the minerals, the nutrients, the nutrition from the drinking water and from the food that we eat. Even if you think you're a pretty healthy eater, you know, the soil is just depleted, or it's poisoned, toxic from chemicals and stuff. It's horrendous. But there are simple little steps you can make on simple little detoxes, little mini detoxes or bigger detoxes a couple of times a year that don't really cause any hardship or upset, to get the junk out of your system. And then there's certain types of like spirulina, plant-based minerals. There's a whole list of very, very simple stuff that I just follow. And when I go into a supermarket, I know what I'm going to buy. I don't buy hardly anything that's in a package. If it's in a package, it means man has gotten his greedy little hands on it and is trying to make a profit. So they put in sugar and additives and chemicals. Wonderful nutritionist, a guy called Patrick Holford, he's from England, a good friend of mine trained with him as a nutrition expert. If you didn't put the seed in the ground yourself, water it, watch it grow, nurture it, pick it, prepare it, and put it in your mouth, you've got no idea what you're putting in your mouth.
True.
It's a bit scary, and it's not that bad, because actually if you shop around the farmers markets and stuff, there's some great stuff available that is, you know, pretty good as far as the nutrition content, and relatively toxic free. But there's still little stuff you can do to add to that to really get yourself in great shape. I mean, doctors, medications, hasn't been in my life at all. And if you eat, drink, breathe as healthy as you can, the body takes care of itself. The body's a fantastic tool, a wonderful creation. The actual bodies that we're occupying now are the sixth generation we've had here on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
These ones, well, the previous ones had some pluses and minuses, and they had to go, too many problems. But the ones which we've had now, which has been for well over 100,000 years, way over, probably a couple of 100,000 years, they weren't actually designed for this planet. They were designed for another place where the gravity is not quite so strong. That's why these bodies are really good, but we suffer with joint pains and, you know, because of the gravity having that force, that downward effect that affects all of your joints. Yeah, so as you get older, it gets tougher and tougher, unless you're having the right, you know, healthy diet, nutrition, a couple of little supplements here and there, a couple of little detoxes here and there, and you don't need any medication. You just need just a little bit of exercise, and you feel great. You know, there's five simple yoga exercises I do, which takes me 10, 15 minutes, that's all. And boy, is that so powerful. Is that so good? 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And that's what we want, to feel good, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And you spend another 10, 15 minutes in the kitchen preparing something instead of going down to the takeaway shop down the road where they popped it in a microwave and zapped any last bit of nutrition out of it, plus dumped radiation into it from the microwaves. Yeah, you know, the list goes on and on. But life can be very simple and very rewarding. And I've made it a part of my life to go down these avenues, explore all this stuff, and share it with other people. So, yeah, I'd love to come back another time, and maybe we can go down that pathway of
Sounds like a great idea. Yeah, I love it. Because I'm getting more and more into that as well for myself. Because, you know, after my two flus this year already, it's like, you know what? That's enough. You know, we need to change something.
Yep. You need to build up the body's natural immune system. This body was designed incredibly well. I mean, if you cut yourself, what happens? You bleed a little bit, you know, stops bleeding, a scab forms. Very often within a few weeks, there's not even a scar there. I mean, how amazing is that? How amazing is that? Well, the same stuff goes on inside your body as well. But if you keep putting junk inside your body and, you know, Coca-Colas and sodas and sugars and candies and stuff and just processed food with monosodium glutamate, MSGs and all this stuff, your body cannot deal with it. At some point it says, whoa, that's enough. I need a rest. I need a break. I can't handle all this junk. But if you give it some of the good stuff, boy, it pays you back 1,000 times over. Thousand times over.
So, yeah, it's definitely time to take care of our bodies, too.
I'm in my 60s, and I've never felt better. Never felt better.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
You don't look like you're in your 60s. Oh, wow. You look great. So.
Well, I actually looked a bit younger when I colored my hair, but... I woke up one day and I thought, crikey, I'm starting my 61st year now and I'm still coloring my hair. So I stopped. I stopped.
Right. Yeah. Good. Good, good, good.
Yeah.
I'm just going to check. So I think we've answered all the questions and... this is a wonderful, wonderful conversation. Thank you so much, everyone, for your questions and your comments and your feedback. And, you know, I'm excited to see what I'm going to change my name to in the next couple of months. I'll keep you all posted.
Yeah. Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Exactly. Stay tuned. So thank you so much, Leon. Like I said, this was so wonderful. I loved our, you know, consultation. You just know everything. It's like, this is amazing. You know, I was so amazed. So thank you. And I'm looking forward to creating, you know, the future with less of the shackles and less of the influences that have been influencing me in the past. I will just leave it at that.
Yep.
Right. So
set
thank
yourself
you.
Free.
Yeah, exactly.
Free.
Set myself free. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you, everyone. And so until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. And sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Thank you with love and gratitude.
Thank you. Bye for now, Leon.